Putnam Eagles, 7-11 on the year. Pitching number 12, Pistelli. Batting in the 2-hole, the first baseman, number 14, Wood. The catcher, number 4, LeBlanc. The cleanup hitter will be playing third base for South Putnam, number 3, DeMoret. The shortstop, number 5, Switzer. Cashy in the DH. He'll be hitting for the second baseman, Hodge. Left fielder, number 6, Stewart in the 7-hole. 8-hole will be Cash playing right field. In the 9-hole, Tippin will play center field for the South Putnam Eagles. And now for your North Unites, 8-7 on the year, trying to keep that above 500 record going the rest of the way. It'll be shortstop Trey Shaw, number 14, leading things off on the top of the order for the Knights. In the 2-hole, Corbin Allen playing the catcher position. In the 3-hole, first baseman Gavin Morris. Cleanup spot, Dylan Zentko, the designated hitter. He'll be hitting for Braden Nevins, the center fielder. Number 20, the starting pitcher for the North Unites will be Romke. Low left fielder, number 10, Timberman in the 6-hole. The 7-hole will be third baseman Pierce. 8-hole, Keegan Garrison in right field. And rounding out the starting 9 for your North Unites, playing second base, number 22, Caleb Swearingen. We'll take a quick break, 2 minutes when we come back. We'll play some ball here from North U High School between the South Putnam Eagles and the Knights on WAMB.
My name is Jeremy Montgomery. I'm the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we have $1,500 in rebates for the install of geothermal systems. This can be combined with an additional $800 in bill credits, and until the end of 2019, there is a 30% federal credit. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyremc.com.
We were choosing colors for the house, and I stopped and looked at Mike and said, "We're really doing this, aren't we?" The process was challenging, but Riddell was there for us every step of the way. The mortgage, closing, they eased our stress. It made sense when Mike said,
"We're really doing this."
Mortgage loans made easy from Riddell. Riddell National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making friends since 1885.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-446-2521.
This is Timeless Classics WAMB. Like us on Facebook.
Let's get ready to go. The North Unites taking the field after the national anthem. Beautiful day for baseball, 83 degrees here in Brazil, Indiana at North U High School. The Knights in their maroon tops with the North Unite logo on the front of the cap, gray pants, black uniforms of red on the side, while the North Putnam Eagles have gray pants on, pure red jerseys with white numbers, blue lettering, as well as a white, red, and blue ball cap. Romke will warm up from the pitcher's mound to get ready to face off in the top of the first inning against the South Putnam Eagles. I'd like to remind you this pregame show was brought to you by Sonic Drive-In with two locations, Fort Harrison and Lafayette in North Terre Haute and State Road 46 of East Terre Haute. Go see them. It's hot enough to get a nice little milkshake, slushy, I don't care, whatever cools you down. I know where I'm heading after this ball game. The OC Media has opened a new online store called Shop the Valley. Save big on gift certificates, merchandise from local businesses from our local region. Visit our website and the store link of WAMBradio.com. Shop the Valley today and save. Head coach will be Jeff McKeon for the South Putnam Eagles, while the head coach will walk to his batter's box with Craig Trout and the North Unites in the dugout getting ready for his squad to call pitches. It's windy here today. My papers are flying everywhere. Corbin Allen behind the dish. Pierce at third. Shaw at shortstop. Swearingen at second base. Gavin Morris at first. Outfield going from left to right. It'll be Timberman, Nevins, and Keegan Garrison. Remember, Dylan Zdenko is playing in this game just as a designated hitter. He's hitting for the center fielder, Nevins. Good throw by Allen down to Shaw, and we're about to get underway here from Northview High School. Pistelli, the pitcher, will step into the batter's box, the right-handed hitter, number 12. Remember, South Putnam only had two single hits yesterday against Gavin Morris's arm. Morris currently at first base right now. First pitch from Romke on the inside corner, and the umpire with a little delayed reaction will give him a strike on the first pitch. No balls, one strike, nobody out, nobody on. First batter of the ball game, swing and a miss by Pistelli, and that's going to be 0-2 from the right-handed pitcher. Romke 0-2, Corbin Allen gives his sign. He's going to set up outside. The pitch, breaking ball, fouled off straight back towards the tennis courts. It'll stay just outside the cage. Count remains the same, no balls, two strikes. Pistelli steps right back into the box. Romke goes through the motion. The pitch, 0-2, breaking ball fouled down the left field line. Romke got a little lucky there, hanging a curveball. Got to bury that pitch on 0-2. First baseman Gavin Morris playing well behind first base. 0-2 from Romke. Slow changeup, pop straight up. Corbin Allen might have a shot, and he just cannot get there in time. It was a shallow pop-up straight back. Showed the hustle, tried to run straight towards us, and it'll count will remain 0-2. Pistelli's fighting his way through this one. No balls, two strikes. Romke, the pitch. Outside, swing and a miss. And strikeout number one will be victim Pistelli for the Northview Knights. Nice little dirty breaking ball in the outside corner. Just forced Pistelli to kind of slap his bat at it. Was not the swing he was hoping for. Missed it. And now to the plate with one out will be number 14, the first baseman, Wood. Wood, a right-handed batter. Steps in. Romke, first pitch of the at-bat to him will be low in the dirt. First ball of the afternoon for Romke. One ball, no strikes. Romke with a pitch. And just outside brings the count to 2-0, a hitter's count. Well, Blank is on deck for South Putnam. The Eagles did not put up a single run in yesterday's contest between these two. The Knights looking for the sweep on the 2-0 pitch. It'll be on the inside corner, and this one will be called for the first strike of the at-bat. Two balls, one strike, one out. Corey Clark with you on this beautiful day at Northview High School. Romke with the 2-1. Breaking ball on the dirt, hoping Wood would swing. Wood has not swung once in this at-bat. Brings the count to 3-1. Romke's going to have to fight back in this one. Corbin gives a sign on the 3-1. Wood slings at it. It'll go foul line drive down the right field line over the fence. Brings the count to full. 3-2. See who wins this one, pitcher or hitter. 3-2, high. Wood thought about chasing, won't do it, just above the letters. That brings the second batter to a base on balls. So LeBlanc will come to the plate. The starting catcher batting in the 3-hole spot. He's wearing the jersey number 4. Let's see what he can do trying to move a runner over. Romke from the stretch with a pitch, high breaking ball brings the count to 1-0. Not much of a threat in the speed category on first base currently, but a pass ball could definitely move the runner. Pickoff attempt. Gavin Morris can't corral it. Little outside, and Wood will take second on the air by the pitcher. Just like that, Wood takes on second as Gavin Morris ran to get the baseball. He got it right back to Romke. Pickoff move was just out of his reach. One out, runner on second. The pitch, inside corner, and too much inside for the umpire's liking. Two balls, no strikes. Remember, this game here between these two teams does not matter when it comes to the WIC standings. That was yesterday's contest where the Knights won 5-0. A swing and a miss there by LeBlanc. But every game matters towards the end of the season. You need all the momentum you can get, especially going to a sectional like Northview has to go into in the Class 4A rankings in a couple weeks. Pass ball, breaking ball. Corbin Allen could not squeeze it. We'll rule that not a wild pitch. I'll say a pass ball. Hit Corbin Allen's glove. He just couldn't squeeze it. Brings the count to 3-1. Now you just have a runner on third with one out. You can hit a ground ball to the right side or even a pop fly in the outfield. More than likely, it's going to score the runner on third base. LeBlanc gets back in the batter's box. The 3-1 from Romke. And it's high, ball four. Two walks in a row after striking out the first batter of the ball game. And now you have runners on the corners with one out. And Coach Craig Trout needs to call time, and he'll talk to his starting pitcher. Big thanks to Great Dane Trailers. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. That's Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Currently on the scoreboard, no runs at all between these two teams. We're still in the top of the first inning. And there's been one strikeout to Pistelli to lead the ball game off, but Wood and LeBlanc have both walked from Romke. Wood advanced on an error on a pickoff move to second, then the third on a passed ball from Corbin Allen. And then LeBlanc just currently walked, got the first. So now with runners on the corners, Coach Craig Trout and company will go back to the dugout as Romke steps back on the rubber. First pitch, swung on. Here's a throw from Corbin Allen, and Swearingen has to dive and save it. It looked good. Swerved towards the left side of the bag at the very end, which will allow LeBlanc to be safe without a problem. Wood remains at third. Corbin Allen is throwing all the way. No balls, one strike. The pitch, and it's low, just below the knees, brings the count to 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Romke going against Currently hits it hard to center field. Nevins back, caught it, and here comes tagging as Woods. They're going to try to get the out of third. Shaw to Pierce, tag is on, and they're going to call him safe as the throw beat the runner, but the umpire will call LeBlanc safe as he tagged from second, but a run will score. That'll be a sack fly rule there if you're keeping track at home. So with two outs, you have a runner on third. And on the Great Dane scoreboard, South Putnam has the first advantage, 1-0 over Northview. Switzer now in the batter's box, takes one low. One ball, no strikes. Ducks on the pond, sitting at third base for South Putnam, but two outs and a ground ball could get you out of this inning. The next pitch, high, pass ball. Off Corbin Allen's glove again, and just like that, another run will come in to score. A little high from Romke's side of view. Allen tried to just go to catch it, hit off his glove, and it went towards the backstop, and LeBlanc will score. And just like that, South Putnam, a 2-0 lead after getting beat 5-0 yesterday. Romke 2-0. Swung on, lobbed to third. Pierce will catch it in midair. And we'll go to the bottom of the first inning with the Northview Knights trailing 2-0. Let's see if the Knights can get on the board when we come back on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dana Brazil Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. Wondering what that means for your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code? Head over to H&R Block. They'll help you find every credit and deduction and get every dollar you deserve, so you can spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time trying to figure out tax reform. In person or online, Block has your back.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block in Brazil. Have tax reform questions? We have answers. Visit us today.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back here at Northview High School, Corey Clark with you on Timeless Classics, WAMB. Pistelli led things off with a strikeout from Romke, but back-to-back runners were walked. They scored eventually on passed balls, so the South Putnam Eagles lead 2-0 over Northview. And finally, the Knights will get their opportunity to come to the plate with Trey Shaw leading things off. Still waiting on the throwdown. I'd like to remind you this game is brought to you by WTHI TV 10. Depend on News 10 WTHI. Coverage you can count on. The left-handed batter, Trey Shaw, the shortstop, will come to the plate wearing jersey number 14. South Putnam with a little shift on. Don't expect him to pull the ball down or the line, the left side, high pitch, and that'll be a ball number one. Pistelli with the pitch. Shaw grabs it. Pistelli reaches up in midair, lobs it ahead for out number one. Absolutely robbed Trey Shaw of a base hit. That ball was hit hard, was going over Pistelli's head. He just reached his glove up to snag it in midair. Out number one for the Knights. What do you do about that? Now here comes Corbin Allen to the plate, the two-hole hitter. He swings out the first pitch, high, drives it to left field. That'll be a base hit, get beyond the left fielder, Stewart. Allen will try to get the second, he will. And just like that, that'll be a single with an error on the left fielder for Corbin Allen to advance to second base. Corbin Allen was not playing around. First pitch, Pistelli left it high, made South Putnam pay, and drilled that ball hard to left field. Now it's Gavin Morris, the three-hole, coming to the plate. Allen on second. The pitch, Morris drives one. Deep center field, that should be caught by Tippin. It will. It'll allow Allen to sack and advance to third base with ease as that ball was driven to deep left center field. Back-to-back first pitch swinging. Morris put some arc on it, and he was allowing Corbin Allen to tag up from second to third. Now it's Dylan Zentko, the designated hitter. He'll bat in the cleanup, has the Cat brand bat. Gotta love it. I used that when I played. Corbin Allen just standing on third of two outs, hoping for a base hit to score a run. Trying to cut this one down. One ball, no strikes. Pistelli from the stretch. Swings on it. Zentko, will it sneak through? It will. A base hit for Dylan Zentko. Pushes it the other way, and Corbin Allen comes around to score. Dylan Zentko gets an RBI single to the right side. And that invites the starting pitcher, Romke, to come to the plate. Zentko, he'll be on first base. Takes an average lead. Two outs. Pickoff move is on. It will not be in time as Zentko got back in time. First pitch from Pistelli, swung on and missed by Romke way out in front. No balls, one strike. Pistelli brings it in, swung on it down the left field line. The third baseman throws, and it'll be past the first baseman, Wood. That'll be an E5. Zenko's going to go to score. No one's covering home. Zenko, he's trying to get there. He'll have to stop. Uh-oh, and here comes Romke going to third, back to second in time, and how about that? Dylan Zenko trying to use what speed he has to get to home, but Wood was able to race back to home to try to make him go back. No score will happen on this play, but an E5 will allow Romke to get to second base, and you're probably going to get a courtesy runner in this situation, and you will. Runners on second and third, two outs. A base hit can give the Knights the lead. Breaking ball at the dirt way before home plate will become ball number one. Tyler Timmerman, the left fielder, up to the plate, the six-hole hitter. One ball, no strikes. Two runners on. Pistelli with a pitch. Swung on, driven to deep left field, and it's caught on the line. He hit that one on the button. Baseball is a weird sport, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to the top of the second inning where South Putnam maintains the lead 2-1 on the Great Dane scoreboard. You're listening to North Unites Baseball on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Mulch Madness is underway at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. Get your mulch today. Pickup or delivery available 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 to 1 Saturdays. Price per yard is only $27 for natural, $35 for dyed, or call for details on delivery and installation. Call U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, 605-8083. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, located at 1309 Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute.
It's Mulch Madness.
Now at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back here at the Northview High School, where the North Unite South Putnam Eagles are going head-to-head. Corey Clark with you on Timeless Classics WAMB. Want to know how to listen? Well, if you're in Terre Haute, it's 99.5 FM. If you're in Brazil, it's 106.9. If you're on the AM dial, it's 1130. And from anywhere at WAMBradio.com. Two runs were scored by South Putnam the last time up. Northview answered with a single run. Let's see what the Knights can do here in the second part. Big thanks to Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You are our neighbor. DH Cashing comes to the plate. The pitch from Romke will be low and outside. One ball, no strikes to begin the second inning. Romke, the 1-0. Breaking ball, swing and a miss by Cashy and the designated hitter. And the count is even at 1-1. The 1-1, breaking ball again, pops straight up. Here comes Nevins, Shaw. Nevins will call him off, and the center fielder will come up with it. That's an F8 if you're keeping track at home. Now the left fielder, Stewart, will come to the plate. He'll maintain the jersey number 6. And one out here to begin the ball game, or the second inning. First pitch, low. Hornown did his best to try and stick that one, but it remains 1-0 is the count. Romke with the 1-0. And low again. The umpire's not calling him low. Two balls, no strikes. Romke kind of looks over at Coach Trout wondering, where's my strike? 2-0. The pitch. And that's inside. Three straight balls by Romke, but they're all really, really close. 3-0. Stewart more than likely not swinging. And it'll be ball four, too high, as Romke couldn't control that one. So just like the first inning started, Pistelli got out. He was the leadoff hitter, then a base on balls. Cashian got out in the next hitter, and Stewart got on a base on balls. Let's hope it doesn't repeat itself with two more runs. The eight-hole Cash playing right field will come to the plate. Romke with the pitch, and that's going to be, they call it a strike or a ball. He pointed. I don't know what he was pointing at. So I'm going to say 1-0. Pickoff attempt. Romke to Gavin Morris. Won't be in time. One ball, no strikes. Romke. Low and inside. Again, that is six straight balls from the starting pitcher for the North Unites. The head coach for South Putnam calls time to talk to his batter. Probably just telling him he's thrown six straight balls and don't swing at one. Oh, all right, now the count changed to 1-1. So it is one ball, one strike. Romke, 1-1. The runner stays. That'll be another ball low. He's having a hard time being consistent here in the second inning. See if he can get one here. 2-1. The pitch. And this one will be on the inside corner for the second strike of the at-bat. This umpire, we had him when I coached at Cascade. We had him a few weeks ago, and he's a little delayed on his strike call, and we're kind of waiting for a long second, like, strike, ball, which one? 2-2, the pitch, and this one's going to be just low. Brings the count to full. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Let's see if he decides to send Stewart. Stewart at first will get a lead. He'll stay. The pitch swung on a miss. Strike three. Two outs here in the inning as Romke comes up big. Second strikeout of the afternoon for Romke. And here comes the nine-hole tipping. Runner on first. Two outs. Swung on and missed. Corbin Allen fires one to Morris. Won't get a tag off in time. No balls, one strike. The pitch, breaking ball inside. Strike number two, and just like that, no balls, two strikes, as Romke looks getting just a little bit more comfortable. The payoff from Romke, and it'll be in the dirt. The runner goes. Good pitch to steal on as Corbin Allen couldn't get a good grip on it to try and throw him out. Had to block it. So it'll be one ball, two strikes, and a runner now in scoring position as Stewart will take a lead from second. Romke, the 1-2, breaking ball, swing and a miss. Strike three to end the inning. North, you have a chance to try and tie this ball game up with a single run. Or get a couple and take the lead. Bottom of the second when we come back on WAMB.
I'm Dave Crooks from WAMB. When Shelley and I moved to Brazil, we had to find new people to do business with. Finding an auto mechanic was easy. We trust Tony Lorenz and his team at Lorenz Service. Tony is a third-generation family-owned business that has always made us feel like family. Tony and his team truly care about their customers. When you need a good mechanic, call Lorenz Service, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, 486-7331, or visit LorenzService.com.
Are you experiencing back or neck pain? Quit suffering and get the relief you need now. Contact Shaw Chiropractic with offices at 78 Forest Park Plaza in Brazil and 4320 South 7th Street in Terre Haute. Dr. Michael Shaw and Dr. Julie Anderson Shaw are accepting new patients. They want to help relieve your pain. Get the relief you need now by calling Shaw Chiropractic, 443-2225, 443-2225, Shaw Chiropractic.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Big thanks to one of our sponsors, U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. Mulch Madness is underway. Call 812-605-8380. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, a proud supporter of North Unites. Third baseman Cole Pierce for the Knights will come up to lead things off. Pierce batting in the 7 hole. As Pistelli will get right back on the mound. 2-1 on the Great Dane scoreboard. South Putnam with the lead. Pierce way out in front on a breaking ball. You see, the one thing we have noticed so far, Pistelli, he throws strikes, just not as fast. So another breaking ball will be low. It'll drop down. Swing and a miss. There'll be no balls and two strikes. Pistelli with a pitch. Pierce swings on it, and strike three right there. Three straight pitches. Pierce could not make any contact. As a strong Keegan Garrison will now come to the plate. The 9-hole Caleb Swearingen on deck. The pitch. Garrison watches one outside. One ball, no strikes. It's a big inning. You get Garrison on and then Swearingen, then you have Trey Shaw coming to the plate. Could be trouble. Garrison with a half swing. He'll go, though, around, and that'll be strike number one. One ball, one strike. The pitch from Pistelli. Garrison watches one low. Two balls now. Garrison watches ball three, not biting on the breaking ball from Pistelli. Three balls, one strike, hitters count. Pistelli from the windup. 3-1 to Garrison. Garrison swings, drives it up the middle off Pistelli's glove. That'll be an infield hit as Garrison absolutely launched one up the middle. Trey Shaw might have got robbed earlier in the ball game by Pistelli, but not this time, as Garrison was able to get on base. He absolutely launched the ball, and Pistelli tried to stop it with his glove. Ricocheted off him, and no one was going to be able to get the speed of Keegan Garrison in time. So Swearingen to the plate, one out. Let's see if they let Caleb hit, or they try to bunt him over with Shaw on deck. One run ties the game. Swearingen spreads out his stance while Garrison gets a lead. Swearingen shows bunt down the left field, gets it right back to the pitcher, and that'll be a beautifully executed sacrifice bunt as Garrison remains at second base. Just like I said, now there's two outs. You are putting your chips on Trey Shaw coming up big here. A base hit will score Garrison and tie the ball game at two. Shaw with Garrison leading off at second. The first pitch is high over the head. Garrison takes third, and that was so high, the catcher, LeBlanc, couldn't even jump and touch the baseball. So now a runner on third, you just need a base hit, and he's going to score anyway. Just a little high. One ball, no strikes. Shaw takes it, drives it up the middle. Right back to the shortstop, one hop. He'll bobble it. Shaw's got too much speed. He hit that on the dime. And that's all it takes. He'll score Keegan Garrison from third. Speaking of Trey Shaw, big thanks to one of our sponsors, Dr. Michael Shaw and Dr. Julia Anderson Shaw at Shaw Chiropractic, located at 78 Forest Park Plaza in Brazil. That ball was hit hard. I'm nice. I'll give Shaw a hit. Now it's Corbin Allen. The last time he came up, he bolted a ball to the left field side, and a pickoff move to first. The ball kicked away from the first baseman, but Shaw nearly got picked off. Coach Craig Trout just said, whenever you feel it, to Trey Shaw. So it's up to Shaw when he wants to steal. That's trust. Allen drives it up high in the air to right field. Should be a routine pop fly, and it will be caught by Cash, and the inning will end. Trey Shaw, RBI single. 2-2 is the ball game. We're back at even going to the third inning at Northview High School. For Northview Knights baseball on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-446-2521.
Exhausted and mother go hand in hand. Kind of like summer and overcommitment. We've got lots of plans for the long days ahead. Lots of sticky hands to hold and sharp blocks to step on. That's why I love the energizing Red Bull slush from Sonic. Ah, tastes like spring break 2003. I drove a van then, and I drive a van now. Buckle up, kids. Ever done a donut?
Keep it going all summer long with the Sonic Red Bull Slush, now half price when you order ahead. Red Bull Slush not recommended for children, pregnant or nursing women, and persons sensitive to caffeine. See menu for details. For a limited time only, participating Sonic drive-in.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Score currently Northview 2, South Putnam 2. South Putnam in the top of the first inning put two on the board, but the previous two innings for the Knights put a run apiece, this time coming off the bat of Trey Shaw as Keegan Garrison was able to score from third base. Corbin Allen launches the ball down the second, and we'll get underway here for the top of the third inning. Back to the top of the order, Pistelli will come to the plate. Last time he came to the plate, he struck out via the pitch of Romke. The pitch from Romke to Pistelli will be low. Ball one. Romke sets up on the 1-0. Swung on. Pistelli might drop that in the left field as the left fielder Timmerman slowed up on it. Looked like he could have made a diving attempt, but he made the safe effort to let it drop in front and just let it be a single instead of a double. Coach Craig Trout just walking back and forth in front of the dugout. It's easy to say from here that should have been caught, but we're also in the stands. Pickoff move over to Pistelli, not in time. They're going to let the starting pitcher run instead of get a courtesy runner for him. Pistelli to Wood, breaking ball in the dirt. Corbin Allen blocks it. Pistelli remains at first base. One ball, no strikes. Romke to Wood. Swung on. Wood drills it. Deep left field. Going back is Timmerman at the wall. See ya! On top of the batting cage, and just like that, South Putnam retakes a two-run lead. As Romke, all he could do is watch that one go over, and Timmerman, he could keep running, but he wasn't going to catch it. Wood, the two-hole hitter, absolutely blasted one over the left field wall. South Putnam 4, Northview 2. You know it's always a good day when you get a quick home run call in, right? Wrong team, but it's okay for me. Northview's just got to come back and fight through it. So Bastelli came around and scored, as well as Wood. That was two runs on the home run. First pitch will be a strike. No balls, one strike. Coming to the plate, LeBlanc. His last time up, he did score, but he got on base via base on balls. Romke on the 0-1. Swung on in the dirt. Not the best pitch to swing at, but Northview will take anything they can get right now. No balls, two strikes. Nobody out. Nobody on. Romke with the pitch. And swung on and missed. Brought the heat. And that's strikeout number one of the third inning. Now DeMorat. Demorat will come to the plate. One out. Romke with a pitch, and it's off the head of Demorat. He'll take first base. The starting third baseman for South Putnam, Romke, just having a tough outing here early on. Chance to turn two with Trey Shaw and Caleb Swearingen if they get a ground ball here from Switzer. Last time he came to the plate, it was a little line drive caught by Pierce, the third baseman. Romke swung on up the middle. Like I said, Shaw takes it himself, launches it to first, grabbed by Gavin Morris, and just call me a genie. Double play ball. Trey Shaw takes it himself, 6-6-3. We're going to the bottom of the third. Wood with a two-run home run gives South Putnam a two-run lead. On Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dana Brazil Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. Wondering what that means for your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code? Head over to H&R Block. They'll help you find every credit and deduction and get every dollar you deserve, so you can spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time trying to figure out tax reform. In person or online, Block has your back.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block in Brazil. We understand local taxes because we are local. Visit us today.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Coming back for the bottom of the third inning, Gavin Morris will come to the plate. The last time he was up, he had a sack fly to deep, deep center field, allowing a runner to tag up from second to third base. Corey Clark with you here on Timeless Classics, WAMB. Thanks for all listening from far or even close. We appreciate the support. North United's trying to get back in this one, down 4-2. A breaking ball, Pistelli will throw on the first pitch, and Gavin Morris will swing and miss as he was way out in front. The next pitch, high, ball one. One ball, one strike. Pistelli with the pitch. Morris drops his hands, pops it up to shallow right field. The second baseman runs around in circles, comes up with the catch, and one out away for Northview. That was Hodge, who was able to make the play at second base. Dylan Zinko will come to the plate. He had an RBI single his last time up. Swung on, driven to right center field. That ball's going to roll. Will Zinko take second? He's not going to be able to try. Tipin went over, got it in center field for South Putnam and cut it off. Zinko can hit hard. He can pitch hard. Not the best runner. Coach Craig Trout will talk to the umpire about something. And they're going to call in Dylan Zenko, and they're going to bring in a runner. He was probably asking about specific rules. So Zenko will come out, and coming to run will be Braden Nevins. Nevins is this currently the center fielder. So Nevins will just replace Zenko. Nevins has some speed to him. Coming to the plate will be starting pitcher Romke. Last time he hit one hard down the third baseline. Quick pickoff mover to first, trying to get Nevins. Can't do so. And here we go. One ball, no strikes. Another pickoff move, trying to keep Nevins close. Won't be in time. He'll get back easily. Pistelli with a pitch, and it'll be a strike. Throw it over to first base, and it'll be scooped and stopped there by the first baseman, Wood. Not the best throw by LeBlanc there from the catcher position. No balls, one strike. Pistelli from the stretch. Quick motion. Swung on. Chopped at. It'll be fouled by Romke. On the on-deck circle will be Timberman for the Knights. No balls, two strikes. Now what Romke wants to do is just put it in play, choke up, and move the runner from first to second. Let's see if Coach Trout likes to steal Nevins here. Pistelli, 0-2, runner goes, swung on, line drive down the right field line. Romke puts it down the line. Nevins to third. Who's going to stop? Be held up. And just like that, on a hit and run, you could call it, Nevins was able to go from first to third on a base hit from the starting pitcher, Romke. And here comes another courtesy runner. What a job. Choked up on the bat, just put it in play and right over the first baseman's head. And now you have runners on first and third with one out. And a ball put in play here by Timmerman can make it a one-run game. If they steal the runner at first, you'll have two runners in scoring position. Nevins gets a big lead at third. The pitch, it'll be taken for strike number one. Coach Trout giving symbols or signals to the runner at first. Runners on the corners, one out. No balls, one strike. Pickoff move is in time. Got him at first. Your one job, you come off the bench to be a courtesy runner. That's got to sting. Coach Trout is not pleased. And he can't be in that situation. Now it's two outs. The pitch, high, that'll be a ball. You go from a situation where you just put the ball in play if you're Timmerman and a run will score, to where now it needs to get through the infield. The pitch, Timmerman drives it, chops at it, hard ground ball for the third baseman on the run, and he will be out. He will be out. It looked like he was safe from here with the step. Coach Trout didn't like it. Nonetheless, no runs will score in the bottom of the third. We'll go to the top of the fourth. South Putnam 4, Northview 2 on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Montgomery. I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We want to reach out to our commercial, industrial, and agricultural members and inform you that we have rebates that include HVAC, lighting, compressed air systems, and variable frequency drives. This program is for retrofit and new construction. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyremc.com.
We were choosing colors for the house, and I stopped and looked at Mike and said, "We're really doing this, aren't we?" The process was challenging, but Riddell was there for us every step of the way. The mortgage, closing, They eased our stress. It made sense when Mike said,
"We're really doing this."
Mortgage loans made easy from Riddell. Riddell National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making friends since 1885.
This is Timeless Classics WAMB. Stream us on the web at WAMBradio.com.
We're back here at Northview High School on Timeless Classics WAMB. Corey Clark with you on the top of the fourth inning. And a new pitcher will come to the mound, and it's going to be Dylan Zentko, one of their better pitchers. They're just trying to get some momentum going their way to get another win. Any win down the end of the season is a big one for momentum and confidence purposes. Nevins will remain in center field, it looks like. He came in the run. No, it'll be a new center fielder. Let's see if we can get his name. Timmerman's still in right. In left field, it's still going to be, or Garrison's still in right. Timmerman will be in left. Or maybe not. They switched a lot of stuff up. Hold on a second. All right, they put Garrison in left field, allow Timmerman to be in right field. And the new center fielder for Northview will be number 30, Jackson Abbott. There we go. Now we're good. So, I mean, Abbott will come in for Nevins. Abbott won't have to hit because Zentko's still the designated hitter. But Abbott will come in for Romke. That's how they did things. So the designated hitter for South Putnam comes to the plate. The first pitch from the southpaw will be low below the knees, and it'll be for ball number one. The 1-0 pitch hits. We thought it hit the batter for a second. It said it's going to bounce right behind him. That's going to be two balls, no strikes. Cashian, the designated hitter for South Putnam, stands in there, and he'll take a ball inside. And just like that, 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. We'll see if Dylan Zentko can fight back from this one. Zentko, the pitch on a 3-0, swung on and missed. It's going to be 2-2, actually. 3-2. Oh, the umpire just changed it. It's 2-2. The umpire messed me up. So two balls, two strikes. Umpire had up the wrong number. He apologized. The pitch, trying to get the strikeout. He won't. It'll be a little blooper to Gavin Morris. Morris has to get to Zentko. He will in time. A little PFP action, pitching, fielding practice, and Zentko got there in time to receive the flip from the first baseman, Gavin Morris. Beautiful job done there. So one out here, top of the fourth inning. The left fielder, Stewart, will come to the plate. First pitch to Stewart from Zentko. It will be a ball inside. One ball, no strikes, nobody on. South Putnam still leads 4-2. The 1-0. Southpaw gets it in there, fouled straight back by Stewart. Count gets back to even at 1-1. Big thanks to Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Breaking ball swung on to Pierce at third base. He'll get it cleanly. The throw to Morris with the stretch and got it. What a play by Gavin Morris. Give the first baseman credit. They don't get it enough. He had to stretch far and stretch high all at the same time to make sure the out would stay intact. Two outs now. Last time up to the plate, Cash, he struck out swinging. He's the right fielder now coming in the eight-hole mark. Zentko with a pitch, swung on and missed a little low, but Dylan will take it. No balls, one strike. Zinko, the 0-1, swung on, fouled straight back by Cash. Now this is where Zinko can go to work with a breaking ball, or he can try to force one outside the strike zone and get a swing and a miss. The third base coach is trying to argue something with the umpire. A little bit of argument. Oh, a little bit of fun here. The third base coach for South Putnam just called the umpire selfish. Well, back to baseball, ladies and gentlemen. 0-2, two outs, Zinko with a pitch. Payoff, swing and a miss. Strike three, bottom of the fourth we come. The Knights need two to tie, three to take the lead. Let's see if the Knights can get something going on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Mulch Madness is underway at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. Get your mulch today. Pickup or delivery available 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 to 1 Saturdays. Price per yard is only $27 for natural, $35 for dyed, or call for details on delivery and installation. Call U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, 605-8083. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, located at 1309 Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute.
It's Mulch Madness,
now at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10, coverage you can count on.
Your home for Northview Night Sports, Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Head coach, Coach Jeff McCann's not careful. He could get tossed from this ball game. He has not stopped arguing with the head umpire and the field umpire since it happened. He wanted a check from the first base umpire on if it was a half swing or not. The head umpire wouldn't give it to him behind the plate, and McCann went off. He's still allowed to coach this ball game, was not ejected. The umpire has had quite the patience here in this situation. But we'll go to the bottom of the fourth inning, and leading things off will be Pierce, the third baseman. Last time up, he struck out swinging. We'll go 7-8-9 this inning. 4-2 on the Great Dane scoreboard. South Putnam has the advantage. Pierce swinging a miss on the first pitch. That'll bring the count to 0-1. Pierce again, just not seeing the baseball tonight. He swung and missed multiple times so far early. Now he's at 0-2. Let's see if he can choke up and just put in play. On deck will be Keegan Garrison. He got a base hit the last time up. The 0-2. Payoff for Pastelli will be high. Pierce held off. Count 1-2. The 1-2 from Pastelli. Breaking ball swung on, grounded to the shortstop, and he'll bobble it again. Another error on South Putnam's shortstop, and that'll be Switzer. He's fielded it cleanly, just cannot come up with it in his hands to make the throw. He dropped it again. He did that earlier with Trey Shaw. Well, now, speaking of Trey Shaw, this is a good opportunity where if everything goes the way you want, you could have Shaw come to the plate with runners in scoring position again. So Pierce will advance on the E6. Garrison swings first pitch, right center field. There's a gap. It's going to fall. Pierce, round second, and he's going to stop. Coach Trout was not going to send him. Possibly could have, but he didn't want to take a chance to get out because now you have Caleb Swearingen coming to the plate with Trey Shaw on deck. And my guess is you may see another bunt. How about that? Keegan Garrison, 2-for-2 on the night with two singles, giving the Knights an opportunity to score some runs. Runners on first and second. Swearingen in the nine hole comes to the plate. Pastelli from the stretch. The pitch, a bunt. He lays it down the third base line. Swearingen trying to beat it out, and he won't by a step, but it doesn't matter. The sacrifice bunt again by Swearingen What a bunter he is. He gets it down the third base line and allows Pierce and Garrison to be safe on second and third. And Coach Trout's giving him nothing but love. So Pierce now remains on third base. Garrison will be on second. And guess who's coming to the plate? Mr. Trey Shaw himself. And they're going to intentionally walk Shaw. And you know what? If I'm South Putnam, I'm doing that too. They intentionally walked Trey Shaw. You don't have to throw pitches anymore. And that's going to bring Corbin Allen to the play. He flew out to right field the last time up and got a base hit in his first at bat. So now with bases loaded, one out, Pistelli in a little bit of trouble. And Corbin Allen coming to the rescue and score a couple here. Swing on it! And it's driven far down the left field line. Ends up on the football field. Probably in some mud. You're not going to find that due to the renovation from grass field to turf on the Northview football side. Just a little out front. No balls, one strike. Allen, breaking ball, swing on and a miss. And now the count's 0-2. Got to give South Putnam coach a lot of credit. He walked Trey Shaw intentionally, and that brings bases loaded to have someone else do it. Can Corbin Allen do it? The 0-2s. And it'll be a little outside, a little close to take, but he'll live for another pitch. One ball, two strike, one out. Pistelli to Allen. Allen pops it straight up in the air. That's going to be routine and caught by the starting pitcher. And just like that, you have two outs with Gavin Morris coming to the plate. Shaw on first. Keegan Garrison on second. Pierce on third, two outs. Gavin Morris to the plate, the three-hole hitter. This could be big. Pistelli leaves one high. One ball, no strikes. Pistelli with the pitch to Morris. Morris lets a breaking ball remain high. Brings the count to 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Base is loaded. Down 4-2. Morris swings on it. Pops it straight up in the air to right field. Hodge trying to get under it, and he will. And just like that, you had bases loaded, one out, and you popped it up twice. No runs will score. And Coach Trout, not happy. 4-2. South Putnam on top. We'll go to the top of the fifth inning on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
I'm Dave Crooks from WAMB. When Shelly and I moved to Brazil, we had to find new people to do business with. Finding an auto mechanic was easy. We trust Tony Lorenz and his team at Lorenz Service. Tony is a third-generation family-owned business that has always made us feel like family. Tony and his team truly care about their customers. When you need a good mechanic, call Lorenz Service, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, 486-7331, or visit LorenzService.com.
Are you experiencing back or neck pain? Quit suffering and get the relief you need now. Contact Shaw Chiropractic with offices at 78 Forest Park Plaza in Brazil and 4320 South 7th Street in Terre Haute. Dr. Michael Shaw and Dr. Julie Anderson Shaw are accepting new patients. They want to help relieve your pain. Get the relief you need now by calling Shaw Chiropractic, 443-2225, 443-2225, Shaw Chiropractic.
Your home for Northview Night Sports. Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Top of the fifth inning we go. Bases loaded for the Knights with one out. Corbin Allen popped up on the right to the pitcher, and then Gavin Morris came up and popped up to the second baseman of South Putnam. A missed opportunity. Down 4-2 on the Great Dane scoreboard as Dylan Zenko will come out here in the fifth to continue pitching. Big thanks to Sue Goshen, your family-owned H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. South Putnam 4, Northview 2. Zenko getting warm. Allen behind the plate with the throw. Swearingen corrals it, flips it to Shaw, and back to Pierce, and we're underway. Keegan Garrison so far has been the one that's impressed me the most, but I got to give all the credit in the world to Coach McKeon. South Putnam's head coach walked Trey Shaw because first base was open last half inning. And the next thing you know, two pop-ups in a row. Why let your best hitter come to the plate with one out, runners on second and third, when you have a base open? Zenko, the southpaw, with a pitch, and it'll be a strike on the outside corner to begin the top of the fifth inning. The nine-hole, Typen, the center fielder, he struck out earlier in the ballgame. The pitch, swung on and missed, no balls, two strikes. The big left-handed pitcher, Zenko, corrals himself. No balls, two strikes here to Typen. And the payoff. Swung on, missed. Strike three. He'll go sit down, and there'll be one out in the top of the fifth. That's Zenko's second strikeout since coming in the last inning out of relief. Back to the top of the order. Pistelli, the starting pitcher, to the plate. He'll take ball number one high. He struck out in his first at-bat tonight. In the previous one, he had a single to left field just in front of Timmerman or Garrison in left, and he ended up scoring on the next batter, Wood, who had a home run. One ball, no strikes. Zenko swung on, missed by Pistelli. One ball, one strike, back at even with one away. One ball, one strike. The pitch. Pistelli, way out in front, swings and misses. What a breaking ball pitch there. Brings the head count to pitcher's count. One ball, two strikes, one away. Trying to go for back-to-back strikeouts. Zenko, the payoff, fouled straight back by Pistelli. He'll fight for another pitch. Count remains the same. One, two, Zenko breaking ball. Somehow Pistelli got the end of the bat off that to foul it off. He'll keep fighting. One ball, two strikes, one out. The weather currently here in downtown Brazil, 82 degrees and sunny. A little wind. But if that wind wasn't here, it'd be blazing hot. One ball, two strikes. Zenko with a pitch, and it's high, trying to get Pistelli to chase. He won't do so. Count back to even at two balls and two strikes. On the Great Dane scoreboard, South Putnam 4, Northview 2. Zenko, 2-2, another foul. What are we at now? A seven-pitch at-bat. This will be pitch number eight. They call that a quality at-bat, folks. Quality at-bat. The 2-2 from Zenko, trying to put him away. He will. Swing and a miss. Pistelli goes down on strikes. And in the long run, Zenko wins the battle. He'll have his second strikeout of the top of the fifth inning. Currently, Zenko's riding three strikeouts in a row, dating back to the fourth. But this will be a tough out. Jackson Wood will come to the plate, the two-hole hitter. He walked his first at-bat, but the previous at-bat, he had a home run, a towering home run over the left field fence, which gave South Putnam a 4-2 lead. First pitch will be a breaking ball just on the outside corner. Wood didn't like it. Zenko with a pitch to Wood. Wood will take one outside, brings the count to 1-1. Two away. Northview trying to get out of this inning with no runs for South Putnam. 1-1 Zenko, and Did Wood swing? He will not. He held up. Brings the count to 2-1. Just off Highway 40 here in Brazil at Northview High School. This is not a game that counts towards the conference standings. That would have been yesterday when Northview and South Putnam went head-to-head. The Knights won that battle 5-0 as Gavin Morris threw a two-hitter. That'll be the second strike from Zenko there. Brings the count to deuces. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Zenko trying to strike out the side on the pitch here. Zenko swung on, and it'll be fouled off by Woods. Zenko currently three strikeouts in a row, dating back to last inning, trying to go for number four here and striking out the side. To strike out the side, the 2-2 inside corner looks good, and the umpire won't give it to him. Brings the count to full. Zenko gets right back on the mound. The southpaw on the 3-2 pitch. It's in there. Hit hard to Trey Shaw. No problem at all. He'll launch it over to Gavin Morris. And we'll go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Northview trails by 2. Got to get some runs here. Let's see if they can do so. You're listening to Northview Knights Baseball with myself, Corey Clark, on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-446-2521.
Exhausted and mother go hand in hand. Kind of like summer and overcommitment. We've got lots of plans for the long days ahead. Lots of sticky hands to hold and sharp blocks to step on. That's why I love the energizing Red Bull slush from Sonic. Ah, tastes like spring break 2003. I drove a van then, and I drive a van now. Buckle up, kids. Ever done a donut?
Keep it going all summer long with the Sonic Red Bull Slush. Now half price when you order ahead. Red Bull Slush not recommended for children, pregnant or nursing women, and persons sensitive to caffeine. See menu for details. For a limited time only, participating Sonic right now.
Listen to Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk Friday and Saturdays from 9:30 to midnight on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Broadcast brought to you in part by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Go ahead and call him at 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. We'll give out our insurance player of the game following this one. Hopefully it regards in a North Unites win as Dylan Zenko will come to the plate. We're on the bottom of the fifth inning. The Knights only have a couple tries left to try to get at least two or three runs to take the leader tied up. South Putnam currently leads 4-2 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Thanks for joining myself, Corey Clark, on this beautiful day. Dave Crooks will be back at it Friday on the airwaves as Northview takes on Terre Haute North. And then Saturday, they'll take on my alma mater at Danville High School. No outs. Pistelli, the pitch to Zenko. Zenko hits it hard, but it goes straight back. Brings the count to no balls, one strike. Pistelli, 0-1, breaking ball. Zenko launches it to left center. It'll drop for a base hit. He'll round first base, won't go anywhere. Not the fastest kid on the team, but he hits the ball hard. Now you got a runner on first, and now you can do a courtesy runner because of Zenko being the starting, or because he's the pitcher. Coming to the plate will be Jackson Abbott. Let's see if he likes to bunt him over or let Abbott swing. Abbott replaces Romke's spot in the lineup. No outs. Pistelli. Abbott shows bunt. It'll be a ball low. Parker Johnson, your courtesy runner for the Knights. Johnson gets a leadoff. Pistelli. First pitch. Abbott shows bunt. Gets it down the left field line. A bad throw. It'll be out of the reach of Wood. A runner will round second. Gets a third. Let's see if he sends him home. And he's going to. He's going home. Just like that, Parker Johnson will be safe at home. But Jackson Abbott will be out at third. Nonetheless, Abbott got a beautiful bunt down, was able to score a run. Abbott decided to go on his own, wasn't told to. So as great as that was to score a run in that situation, you're back down one. You take a runner off base at a scoring position of no outs to possibly tie the ball game up. Now we're at South Putnam 4, Northview 3. So one out here, Tyler Timmerman will come to the plate with Pierce on deck. Timmerman, so far today, he lined out to left field. He hit the ball hard on the money. But it was caught by the left fielder in the first inning. Timmerman to the plate, swung on the pitch, breaking ball, fouled it off down the first baseline. No balls, one strike, nobody on, one out. See if Timmerman can get on base, just be another leadoff hitter. Timmerman swings on it, hits it hard to the shortstop. This time he corrals it, makes the throw, the scoop out of the reach of Wood. And Timmerman's trying to take second. He's going to be thrown out if it's caught in time, and it is. Coach Trout is not happy about that. Trout saying help him on that. He can't see that angle. So Coach Trout is yelling. He thinks Timmerman was safe at second. The field umpire was behind the play. I don't know how he could have saw a tag. The two umpires will come talk about it. Timmerman will stay on second. And he's out. Coach Trout just laughing now. We give all the credit though to LeBlanc, the catcher. He did exactly what you're supposed to do with nobody on. A ground ball hit to the shortstop. He raced down towards his dugout to be the backup to the first baseman. He was able to get the overthrow. Timmerman didn't notice it, and he got the throw. He probably shouldn't have went to second, though, if the coach saw LeBlanc there. But two outs, nobody on, no balls, one strike. Pearson, not seeing the ball well today, swings that ball in the dirt, brings the count to 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Pistelli still going strong in this ball game for South Putnam. And this one will be just above the letters. Count remains 1-2. Pierce 0-2 on the day. Got on from an error in his last at bat. With a 1-2, Pierce lets one bounce in the dirt. Count now at 2-2. South Putnam 4, Northview 3. A run was scored this inning. Pistelli with a pitch, swung on a miss. We'll go to the top of the sixth inning with the Knights trailing by one. Let's see if Dylan Zenko can get him back out there so they can get to the top of the order and possibly get back in front of this one. South Putnam 4, Northview 3, Corey Clark on WAMB.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dane of Brazil, Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. Wondering what that means for your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code? Head over to H&R Block. They'll help you find every credit and deduction and get every dollar you deserve, so you can spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time trying to figure out tax reform. In person or online, Block has your back.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block in Brazil. We understand local taxes because we are local. Visit us today.
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM. Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Corey Clark back with you on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon at Northview High School in Brazil, Indiana. Dennis Porter back in the WAMB studios in downtown Brazil. Top of the sixth inning, South Putnam 4, Northview 3. We got a close one here today so far. Wood for South Putnam hit a two-run home run in the third inning. And ever since then, South Putnam has held on to the lead. Big thanks to our sponsor for Expert Automotive Service. From a team you can trust, call Loren Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenService.com for more information. First pitch from Zentko coming to the plate. Will be a ball in the dirt, 1-0. It'll be the 3-hole LeBlanc. So far today, he's had a walk and a strikeout, but he scored a run in the first inning. 1-0, swung on, fouled off, one ball, one strike. Zentko with a 1-1. The southpaw puts a changeup in there, and that's going to be a ball, apparently. That's why you don't argue with umpires, because you make the umpire mad, and he's not going to give you the calls you were getting earlier in the game. 2-1, no out, nobody on. LeBlanc swings and misses. Two balls, two strikes. Make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll talk to head coach, Coach Craig Trout. Zentko allows a hit down the line. LeBlanc gets a pass to diving Pierce. LeBlanc's going to try second. Picked up by Garrison. Launches to second and can't be in time. Won't be in time as LeBlanc gets a stand-up double to begin the top of the sixth inning. As I was saying, post-game show, Coach Trout will be up here as well. We'll give our Chad Schottmeyer player of the game away. The courtesy runner will come in for the catcher. After a stand-up double, the man standing on second base gets to be, well, it's number 10, but there's no number 10 on the roster. So we'll just call him the runner. DeMorat back in the batter's box. The cleanup hitter swung on. Shallow to right. Swearinger running back. Got it on the run. He'll launch it to second. A double play. Swearingen to Shaw. How about that? Mr. Sophomore Caleb Swearingen. Gotta like that. Caleb on the run, caught it over his shoulder at second base. Quickly turned around. Shaw was there where he was supposed to be and fired it to get a double play just like that. The pitch, Zentko swung on and missed there by Switzer. Another swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes, two outs. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Zentko to end the inning on a strikeout. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Bottom of the sixth, here we go. Knights trail by one. Northview trying to get back in this one. On Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Montgomery. I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park Canyon IMC. We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we rebate heat pumps and dual fuel heating and cooling systems. For additional details, contact our office for energy efficiency tips and rebates. Visit parkcanyonimc.com or call 765-569-3282.
We were choosing colors for the house, and I stopped and looked at Mike and said, "We're really doing this, aren't we?" The process was challenging, but Riddell was there for us every step of the way. The mortgage, closing, They eased our stress. It made sense when Mike said,
"We're really doing this."
Mortgage loans made easy from Riddell. Riddell National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making friends since 1885.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
The ideal situation here would be Northview to score two runs, get a one-run lead, go to the top of the seventh, and let Zenko close the door, and we all can go home with a night's victory. First pitch swung on high, hit in the air by Keegan Garrison. It may drop, will it? It won't. The center fielder for South Putnam will run in and grab it. So we have one out in the inning. Garrison was previously 2-for-2 on the day, trying to keep the Knights in it. And just like that, a little bit of trouble for the Knights. One out, bottom of the sixth, down one, 4-3. Trey Shaw on deck, Swearingen up to the plate. Swearingen laid down two beautiful sack bunts earlier in the game. He'll have to swing away here. First pitch swinging, and it's a can of corn to Typen in center field. Two pitches, two outs. Now it's Trey Shaw coming to the plate, down one. Might be Shaw's last at bat of the game. Shaw today, he grounded out to the pitcher on the first pitch of the game. Beautiful grab by Pistelli. He was intentionally walked and hit an RBI single in the second. You have Shaw, Corbin Allen, Gavin Morris, and Dylan Zenko in order. If the Knights can get that far of two outs. First pitch from Pistelli is a ball, 1-0. The next pitch, Shaw swings, fouls it off. A good cut, brings the count to 1-1. One ball, one strike. Shaw, the lefty, trying to get one to hit. Won't be that one. That'll be low in the dirt. Two balls, one strike. You got to think, there's no way they give Shaw a chance to hit anything here of Corbin Allen on deck. 2-1, breaking ball, Shaw pokes it left side, and it's a diving attempt, and is it caught by the left fielder? It won't be. It'll be a foul ball as Stewart dove and tried to grab that one, and now Shaw gets a new life. Woo. That'd have been the second time Shaw's been robbed tonight. Deuces, two balls, two strikes, two outs. Trey Shaw to the plate. Pistelli on the mound, nobody on. Down one is Northview. Shaw, the 2-2, swings it, slaps it the other way. It'll be foul going towards the football field. New life, 2-2. Shaw. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Pistelli got Trey Shaw to swing and miss. We're going to the bottom of the sixth now. Top of the seventh, excuse me. Well, the Knights trailing 4-3 on Timeless Classics, WAMB. And
Mulch Madness is underway at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. Get your mulch today. Pickup or delivery available 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 to 1 Saturdays. Price per yard is only $27 for natural, $35 for dyed, or call for details on delivery and installation. Call U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, 605-8083. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, located at 1309 Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute.
It's Mulch Madness.
Now at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Going to the final inning of play with the Knights trailing South Putnam 4-3. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at WAMB Radio. I'm trying to tweet the score now, and if I could spell South right, that'd be nice. All right, Dylan Zenko still on the mound for the Knights. You're with us on 1130 AM, 99.5 FM in Terre Haute, 106.9 in Brazil, or online at WAMBRadio.com. Allen with a throwdown, and we're getting underway. Top of the seventh inning. South Putnam trying to add some more damage. Northview trying to limit it. They'd rather go to the bottom of the seventh, down one, with Corbin Allen leading off, followed by Gavin Morris and Dylan Zentko. Designated hitter Castine will come to the plate to begin things off in the seventh. The pitch, swing on, and a miss. Dylan Zentko has been one of the better pitchers so far all season for Northview, right next to Gavin Morris. The 0-1, breaking ball, swing and a miss by Castine. Doesn't look like he wants to go up there and swing, but that's just how dirty Zentko's pitches are. No balls, two strikes. The southpaw trying to get him. He won't. It'll be a high ball outside. 1-2 is the count. One ball, two strikes. Cashian swings on it, fouls it off. He'll stay alive. South Putnam 4, Northview 3. The Eagles scored two runs in the first, two in the third, but the two in the third came off the big bat and long ball home run of the tool hitter Wood. He won't hit this inning unless it continues to go on. Cashian on the 1-2, takes the pitch, brings it the count to 2-2. Pierce at third, shot short, Swearingen at second, Gavin Morris at first in the outfield, Abbott in center. Left is Garrison, right is Timmerman. Swung on, little baby grounder to Swearingen at second. He'll corral it, throw it over to Morris, one away. Coach Trout coming out to throw a foul ball. Corbin Allen behind the dish. He's been working all season long back there. Hasn't gotten many breaks. One out, first at bat here for Stewart. The pitch from Zentko swung on and missed. 0-1 is the count. 81 degrees and sunny here in downtown Brazil. Nice little breeze, feels great outside. Showing bunt, Zentko, he's trying to get it down. Zentko will chase it, spins, throws, and it's going to hit the runner. And the head umpire is going to call him out. And they're going to say the runner was inside the baseline. So Stewart tried to lay down a bunt for a hit on Zentko. He was safe off the missed throw by Zentko, but he was running inside the baseline. And you can't do that. You got to stay either within or out. That impeded the throw by Zentko. So that's two outs there. Nobody on. Now coming to the plate will be number two for South Putnam. He'll get his first at bat of the game. The pitch from Zentko will be a ball on the outside corner. Number two is going to be Leighton Workman. One ball, no strikes, two outs, nobody on. Zentko with a pitch, high fastball, brings the count to 2-0. On the on-deck circle is Typen, the 9-hole. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Brings the count to 2-1. The 2-1 from Zentko trying to get back in it, and it's a ball on the outside. Three balls, one strike. See if Zentko can fight back in this one. Three balls, one strike. The pitch from Zentko, high and outside. And that'll be a base on balls there for Workman. Going to take a walk-off win if Knights want to get it done in the bottom of the seventh. They're currently down 4-3. They got to get out of this one first. Two outs, runner on first. Nine-hole Typen is up to the plate. Zenko from the stretch. First pitch of the at-bat. It'll be in there for strike number one. And, you know, the runner on first base right now, he's trying to get a big lead, but it's so hard when Zenko, being a lefty pitcher, he's facing you, and you have no idea if he's going to come towards you or pitch towards home. Swing and a miss by Typen brings the count to 0-2. To go to the bottom of the seventh, only down one run. Zenko with the pitch. 0-2. Swing and a miss on the Knights. Get the strikeout there. We'll go to the bottom of the seventh. They got one opportunity to either tie it or take the lead of two runs in the bottom of the seventh. Don't go anywhere for the Knights' possible comeback on WAMB.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dana Brazil Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. Wondering what that means for your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code? Head over to H&R Block. They'll help you find every credit and deduction and get every dollar you deserve, so you can spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time trying to figure out tax reform. In person or online, Block has your back.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block in Brazil. We understand local taxes because we are local. Visit us today.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Simple as it can be. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. South Putnam has four, Northview with three. Northview has one chance. They have a total of three outs to either score one run and make this game go to extra innings, or score two runs and go home winners 5-3 or 5-4. If Knights don't score a single run here, then they go home losers. To lead things off will be the two-hole, Corbin Allen. So far on the afternoon, he is 1-for-3. Allen, first pitch, drives one center field, and right to him on the run will be Typen. That center fielder has some kind of range. Allen hit it on the money, drifting to the left, but the center fielder was able to find a way to get to it. Now one out. Only two more to go. They're down one run. Gavin Morris, last time he came up, he had bases loaded. Couldn't get a run across the board. He popped up to the second baseman. But it wasn't just him. Corbin Allen did the same thing, and the same at-bat popped up to the pitcher with one out with bases loaded. Pistelli trying to pitch a complete game. Second pitch will be high, brings the count to 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Morris in the box, waiting for it. Swing and a miss, and just pops it straight up to right field. Will it fall in the triangle? And it won't. Wood, the first baseman, comes in and makes the play. Morris drops his hands again and drives it up in the air. One more out to go, and South Putnam will walk away victorious here on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon with a 4-3 victory. Unless Dylan Zenko, the one that came in as a relief pitcher, pitched stellar inning after inning after inning, not giving up a single run, came in and has been hitting the ball well all day. Can he hit a home run right here to tie it up? Pistelli, first pitch will be outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Zenko in there, and it's going to be a breaking ball down and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Hitters count. I wonder if you have to wonder, if Zenko gets a 3-0, do you let him swing? There's no way, right? Because you can have a courtesy runner and get someone with speed on the bases. 2-0, Zenko takes ball number 3, just above the letters, brings the count to 3 balls and no strikes. Pistelli trying to fight back from 3-0. And this pitch will be a strike on the inside corner. Count now 3-1. South Putnam and Pistelli one out away from getting the complete game win. Northview has 7 hits. South Putnam with only 3, but they're winning 4-3. Next pitch will be on the inside corner. That'll be ball number 4. Zenko will get first base and needs a tying run at first, and the winning run will come to second. Parker Johnson will come in. Courtesy runner, and Jackson Abbott will come on for his second at bat of the night. Don't need to do too much in these situations. All you need is a little hit, single, and you move the runners. Winning run at home. Tying run at first. 2 outs. Pistelli trying to fight through what he's been doing all game, and it'll be a breaking ball. Low and inside for ball number 1. Pistelli on the 1-0, breaking ball inside corner, and that one will be for a strike. One ball, one strike, 2 outs, runner on first. The pitch, in the dirt, 2-1. See if Coach Trout wants to take a chance by stealing the runner at first and putting him in scoring position. The pitch. Abbott way out in front. Gets it at 2-2. One pitch away from South Putnam getting a victory here tonight. Tying run on first. The winning run at home in Jackson Abbott. The 2-2 count for Pistelli. The pitch. Swung on and missed. And the Knights walk away. Losers losing 4-3 to South Putnam. And Pistelli pitches a complete game to get the victory behind the big bat of Wood. Was able to pick up a 2-run home run in the third inning. We'll take a break, give our player of the game, talk to Trout on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
I'm Dave Crooks from WAMB. When Shelley and I moved to Brazil, we had to find new people to do business with. Finding an auto mechanic was easy. We trust Tony Lorenz and his team at Lorenz Service. Tony is a third-generation family-owned business that has always made us feel like family. Tony and his team truly care about their customers. When you need a good mechanic, call Lorenz Service, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, 486-7331, or visit LorenzService.com.
Are you experiencing back or neck pain? Quit suffering and get the relief you need now. Contact Shaw Chiropractic with offices at 78 Forest Park Plaza in Brazil and 4320 South 7th Street in Terre Haute. Dr. Michael Shaw and Dr. Julie Anderson Shaw are accepting new patients. They want to help relieve your pain. Get the relief you need now by calling Shaw Chiropractic, 443-2225, 443-2225, Shaw Chiropractic.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Final score, 4-3. South Putnam walks away victorious on the road today, but the one game that didn't matter if you're looking at conference standings was yesterday's WIC matchup between these two schools, where Northview walked away 5-0 victorious. Dave Crooks had the call on that one last night, and then they came in here tonight. A little struggling start for pitching. Got to give credit, though, to South Putnam's Pistelli. He came in and just threw strikes, didn't throw fast. But overall, he just did what he had to do. And 4-3 is the final score. South Putnam will walk away winners. Northview now 8-8 on the year. They do know their WIC crossover opponent. A battle for fifth place. That'll be next week. On Tuesday, they'll play the Indian Creek Braves. A good friend of mine coaches the Braves, Mr. Coach Steve Marizzi. We'll give out our player of the game when we come back. Hopefully Coach Craig Trout will join us. But in the meantime, final score 4-3. I'm Corey Clark, Don't go anywhere for more on the postgame show on WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-446-2521.
Exhausted and mother go hand in hand. Kind of like summer and overcommitment. We've got lots of plans for the long days ahead. Lots of sticky hands to hold and sharp blocks to step on. That's why I love the energizing Red Bull slush from Sonic. Ah, tastes like spring break 2003. I drove a van then, and I drive a van now. Buckle up, kids. Ever done a donut?
Keep it going all summer long with the Sonic Red Bull Slush. Now half price when you order ahead. Red Bull Slush not recommended for children, pregnant or nursing women, and persons sensitive to caffeine. See menu for details. For a limited time only, participating Sonic drive.
This is Timeless Classics WAMB. Stream us on the web at WAMBradio.com.
Back here at Northview High School for the final time on the postgame show. Coach Craig Trout and his coaching staff are having a meeting. We probably won't hear from him. I'd like to remind you, this Friday, May 10th, at 5:50 p.m. is the on-air time. Northview will take on Terre Haute North, and it'll be Dave Crooks on that one, the one and the only Hall of Famer. He'll be back, and you can get me some other time, guys. Let's give our Player of the Game away. Give to someone who doesn't get it very often. Our Player of the Game sponsor will be Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Chad Schottmeyer. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call him today and get a quote. 812-208-3244. Again, call today and get an insurance quote from Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer at 812-208-3244. We'll go ahead and give it to Keegan Garrison. Went 2-for-3 on the day. Came up big in the first two at-bats, trying to give Northview a chance to put some runs on the board. He did score one run in the ball game, but Keegan Garrison is your Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer Player of the Game. For the final time, from Northview High School, the final score, South Putnam 4, Northview 3. Dave Crooks back on the air Friday for Terre Haute North Northview at 5:50 p.m. I'm Corey Clark. We'll see you next week with Dennis Porter back in the studios on WAMB.
You've been listening to Northview Baseball on Timeless Classics WAMB. Today's game has been brought to you by Park County REMC, your Touchtone Energy Cooperative, Sonic Drive-In with two locations in Terre Haute, State Road 46 East and in Plaza North, Riddell National Bank, you're not a number, you're our neighbor, WTHI TV 10, News 10, coverage you can count on, Chad Schottmeyer, Farm Bureau Insurance, call 812-208-3244. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. Great Dane, join their team today. Apply at greatdane.com. Sue Goshen, H&R Block, your local H&R Block in Brazil. Dr. Michael Shaw and Dr. Julie Anderson Shaw at Shaw Chiropractic, located at 78 Forest Park Plaza in Brazil. And Lorenz Service, a family tradition since 1930 in downtown Brazil. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors and tell them how much you appreciate Northview Baseball on Timeless Classics WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.